B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Leslie, give us a little background on you and Mark and what's going on that makes you think he's cheating on you.
So I've been with Mark for 2 years. Now, we've been talking about moving in together really soon, and we've even discussed getting engaged. Like, this is a serious relationship, and I'm looking at him like, you know, is he going to be my husband soon? My issue with him is he always works late every Wednesday, every Friday. Like, who works late on a Friday? He works for a telecom business.
Let me ask you something. What exactly is a telecom business? Is that like the telephone industry, obviously?
Landlines?
It's like cold calling. Like those telemarketers that blow up your phone all the time.
Oh.
Trying to sell you insurance or a credit card or something crazy. Is that.
Oh, so he runs a telemarketing
Yes.
Well, you can't be calling people's houses at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. I mean, how late is he working?
And see, I know that he has no reason to be there because he used to have to stay until 9 o'clock because they had to call the West Coast. But they don't even do that anymore. They only have East Coast clients now.
So oh, is that what they call us, clients?
Yes.
Yeah. First of all, I already hate your boyfriend. The fact that he runs a telemarketing firm is, like, enough to make me want to scream.
Right. I mean, nobody likes those calls. But what the hell? Like, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. And I keep asking him, and he's saying, you know, they have meetings, they have this, they have that going on. He's not being, something isn't right.
Okay. Well, we'll call him and try to figure it out.
All right, Roy, dial Mark up, and let's find out who he sends the romantic roses to. If they're not to you, let's wait to find out how much information we can get out of him before you jump in, Leslie, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Mark?
Yeah, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well.
Awesome.
I hope you're doing well.
I am. Well, I'm calling today to let you know that you are the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we selected you to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to someone you love.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, I never win anything. That's all right.
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send these roses to?
Rena. I'll send them to Rena. Rena.
Okay.
Well, I'll send the roses to Rena.
Okay. And I have a card here to go with the roses. What would you like to put on her card?
We can say, enjoy these. Don't let the cat out of the bag. We could get in trouble.
Okay.
She's one of my employees. You know, we have to keep it, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, so will I be sending this to your office or to her place?
You can go ahead and send them to, to her place.
Okay. And what do you think your girlfriend Leslie's going to think about this?
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
No, you heard her right.
Oh, Leslie, this is not, it's not what,
no,
it's
no,
not
no,
what
no,
it looks like.
Don't try to start her now. And then don't let the cat out of the bag, the secrets. So you've been cheating on me the whole time with Rena?
No, it really has not been going on that long. It started small and it kind of just escalated. It really hasn't gone on.
So for the last 3 months, you've been going to Rena's house. When I have met Rena, and Rena's been smiling in my face, we've had conversations, and then you do.
Mark, we hate you.
Listen, it really was a mistake. You know,
we hate you for multiple reasons, Mark.
You're not even listening.
Yeah. You're a telemarketer and a cheater. You're literally the worst person ever.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm Leslie. Can you please take me back? I'm sorry. Look, I'll end it with Rena. We can move
what
forward.
Please take me back. You're over here sending her roses today. And you all know this is a whole lot, so you can go back behind my back again and have an affair with someone else. Like, no, there's no.
Mark, what was so special about Rena that made you want to flip around and mess around with her over Leslie?
I mean, you know, Rena had just, she was new into the office, and you know, it was just new energy. You know, me and
Lexi. New energy. Problem with my energy?
I knew he was going to be dumb. That's why I asked.
What?
How many calls does she do in an hour, Mark? That makes so good.
She was okay at her job. She wasn't the best at it. You know, she probably, you know, she met her quotas, but, you know, she was nice. She was just a nice lady. And, but you know what? I'm done with that. You know, I'll go ahead and fire her. I can fire her and
oh, that's not
fire
right.
Fire her for what?
Except you're not doing me any favors by firing her, Mark. You know what? Just hang up on his dumb asses. He doesn't know
Leslie, wait,
sorry, no calls after 6 p.m. Bye.
He's the one that should be fired.
Yo, he tried to talk himself out of that. No wonder why he's in the telemarketing business.
Yeah.
Holy cow. All right, Leslie. Sorry. I'm sorry. And you know the Rena girl, too, which makes it even more awky.
Yes. I had a conversation with her just last week. You know what? I'm done with this. I'm so over it.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us. Mornings at kiss951.com.